When we were attacked on September 11th in 2001, we recognized that we were at war with a terrorist organization that would stop at nothing, a terrorist organization that would turn civilian airliners into flying bombs, a terrorist organization that would kill nearly 3,000 innocent Americans. The president and the American people recognized that Al-Qaeda posed an immediate threat to this country. We agreed that defeating Al-Qaeda was our top national security priority. And we vowed to bring Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda terrorist organization to justice. It has now been 930 days since the attacks of 9/11. And Osama bin Laden is still at large. We have not found him. We have not smoked him out of his holes, and we have not brought this mass murder of innocent Americans to justice. 930 days. In fact, Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda organization continue to mount attacks. Just 3 weeks ago, Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for the bombings in Madrid, Spain. Spanish authorities have arrested Islamic terrorists in connection with that tragic attack. And Al-Qaeda continues to threaten further attacks against this country. Mr. President, when I saw the news footage of the bombings in Spain and when I heard Al-Qaeda threatening more attacks on America, it deeply angered me. And I believe it raises several questions. Most fundamentally, why have we not, to use the president's words, smoked Osama bin Laden out, run him down, and brought him to justice? Why is Osama bin Laden still able to threaten our country more than 2 years after we agreed that putting an end to his threats was our top priority? Why, if his organization has been disrupted and Osama bin Laden has been isolated, as some in the administration claim, are Islamic terrorists linked to Al-Qaeda able to organize and coordinate synchronized attacks like the ones in Madrid? How is he still able to produce and distribute these tapes and messages, exhorting others to kill more Americans? We know who attacked us on 9/11. It was Al-Qaeda. It was not Iraq. Yet we have top Pentagon and intelligence officials saying that we shifted resources away from Al-Qaeda to focus on Iraq. We have 130,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, but only 11,000 in Afghanistan. What earthly sense does this make? Al-Qaeda attacked America, not Iraq. Those 11,000 troops are doing important work in Afghanistan, keeping the peace and recently renewing efforts to mop up Taliban strongholds that have been gathering strength. And the administration now has plans for a spring offensive to go after bin Laden. But according to our own officials, for most of the past 2 years, we had no large-scale military force dedicated to pursuing Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. So I have to ask, why not? Why was there no large-scale military force pursuing bin Laden for most of the past 2 years? Why did we allow our post-9/11 focus on bin Laden to be distracted? Why have we let new Al-Qaeda organizations grow up all around the world to attack us and our allies? Mr. President, it seems to me the administration's priorities were misplaced. We allowed our attention to be diverted by Saddam Hussein and Iraq.